Jack Diamond Morning Show, the new Mix 107.3.
This is WMMJ Bethesda, Washington, a Radio 1 station and the home of Tom Joyner and Huggy Lowdown in the Morning, and on the web at magic1023.com. Happy holidays from our family to your family. We're D.C.'s number one R&B station, Magic 102.3.
Report is ABC7.
Magic 102.3 is WMMJ FM, Bethesda, Washington, a Radio 1 station. Good morning, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. It's about 6 o'clock. Good morning, Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
Jay Anthony Brown.
Oh.
Grease it.
Ooh. That sounds a little rusty there. Like a gay Italian judge.
Their cars are always filthy. Tells you a lot about somebody if you keep your car clean or not. The filthy people, the dirty people are out there with their dirty car in their dirty yard. And pushing the baby on the tricycle. And, you know, we're moving.
Yeah.
You know, tonight's our last night in this house, and then we're moving. And so my wife and I have been joking, you know, bye-bye, dirty people. So baby's on the tricycle right there. She's 5 feet away from him, and she looks.
After a chilly start this morning, it's going to turn on.
Fritz, want to get away?
They are. There you go.
Right. Want to get away?
Well, luckily, you are. I mean, at least, you know, you're getting away. You won't have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, dirty people. Just the sweetest little look you ever saw in your life.
Could say the darndest things.
Bye-bye, dirty people. Waves. Bye-bye, dirty people. I'm like, listen, be quiet. Bye-bye, dirty people.
Okay, enough.
Yeah, I'm pushing her a little faster on the damn truck.
She says it 3-4 times.
Oh, she did. She said it a couple of times. I'm like, oh, this is so shit. And I try not to hear it. Bye-bye, dirty people.
Wow.
Man, oh, man. Sometimes kids can say things.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? They are parrots.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tape recorders.
In fact, my daughter was with me. We were at a fast food restaurant or whatever, and there was probably, 15 people in line. It was like breakfast, and it was early in the morning, and we're in line, and my daughter goes, ooh. She's like 2 and a half. Who farted? It smells like poop in here. And the place just got silent.
Oh, yeah.
Silent.
Well, there's a second one. At least you'd have heard it.
It was horrible.
Mm-mm.
And I was like,
and why is it whenever they say anything, it's always in super quiet? You know, so then it's like a small little voice you shouldn't be able to hear, you know, 30 feet away, and yet instantly it gets quiet and they say something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Your kids ever said anything that got you in trouble, call me.
Player?
Yeah, I'm straight, man.
96.9.
Are you looking into this?
This is the Rock of Las Vegas, Comp 92.3.
The gas goes.
The big ride. Okay.
You know, that's amazing. In that show, you never see them gassing up that Hummer.
They're never standing there at the tank, the gas station going.
Capping it
all.
They're riding all over Miami.
Never run out of gas.
never.
That little light never comes on.
You know what? He never looks at the gas gauge.
No.
I mean, he just drives. He must not know how gas is.
He got it like that.
Everybody who's got gas looks at the gas gauge, man. He
never looks.
The no-look Hummer.
Those are the best kind, though.
LBI, what's going on, Perch?
Right now, guys, we got 95 North, got 92.3, the Rock Station.
Thanks, buddy. All right, so I was talking about how I'm wheeling my daughter in the tricycle past the next-door neighbors yesterday. Yeah. She said, goodbye, dirty people.
Mm.
Since we're moving, and the wife and I call them the dirty people. Goodbye, dirty people. I wanted to crawl into a hole. Although I did think it was kind of funny, though.
Oh, you know? Sure. Oh, yeah.
I don't have to put up with it anymore. I'm moving.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right, you're in good shape there.
Goodbye, dirty people. You know, kids are parrots.
She was at the house?
Yes. And said that someone had broken into the house. And shot him.
All right.
Twice.
And they were awakened.
Yes, they were awakened here, by a noise.
And they were shot.
Right.
Well, two shots were fired. Only one shot hit him.
Right.
In the groin?
In the groin, yes. Which hit the femoral artery, which created a lot of blood loss.
But no, she didn't get shot.
No.
Where'd the other shot go?
Well, that's for you to look up, Detective, with your little...
No, what did she say? I mean, what was her...
We don't have that. We don't have that information, Detective.
And they said that the phone line had been cut, and she had to use her mobile phone, her cell phone, to call the 911 operator.
And so they think it's a robbery.
They said it was a deliberate attack, according to the newspaper.
What was taken from the scene?
Don't have any report of anything missing.
What robber goes in and shoots somebody in the groin and doesn't take anything?
Well, he